By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Allah. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning, mashallah, azzawajal, with Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, with rise and shine. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, azzawajal, each and every single day on rise and shine, we have a tilawat, the Naad Sharif of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, as well as this, my dear viewers, every single day we have our daily topic. What is today? Today's topic. Today, mashallah, we have a brilliant, a beautiful topic. For whoever is listening, alhamdulillah, today's topic, beautiful. Inshallah, do stick with us, my dear viewers, as well as this, as we do each and every single day. We have our daily reminder, a daily hadith sharif. Inshallah, we have a guest in studio and also online. Hopefully we shall be also having a guest joining us, a brilliant and beautiful individual. Even to find out who that is, you'll have to stick with us. But we always begin, alhamdulillah, each and every single morning, we begin our program, we begin our mornings by listening to the greatest of all books, my dear viewers, the glorious Quran, that which was sent or revealed upon the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a gift given to the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wasallam, a book of guidance, a book of truth, a book of guidance, and guidance for who? For all of the people. Guidance for all of the people, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom. And it's such a book, my dear viewers of Madinah Shalom, which is for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For me, for you, for all of us, my dear viewers, we should know what is in this book. Let's, inshallah, begin this morning by listening to the Tilawat al-Quran. This comes along with the Urdu translation. For those that do understand the Urdu language, they are at an advantage. Let's begin by listening to the glorious Quran. Remember that whilst the Quran is being recited, then we must give our full attention to the recitation of the Holy Quran. And as well as this, make good intentions. Why? Because the more good intentions you make, the more reward you shall gain. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وبينهما حجاب
جنت و دوزخ کے بیچ میں ایک پردہ ہے
وعلى الاعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم
اور اعراف پر کچھ مرد ہوں گے کہ دونوں فریق کو ان کی پیشانیوں سے پہچانیں گے
وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَن سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ
اور وہ جنتیوں کو پکاریں گے کہ سلام تم پر
لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ
یہ جنت میں نہ گئے اور اس کی تمع رکھتے ہیں
وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ
اور جب ان کی آنکھیں دوزخیوں کی طرف پھریں گی کہیں گے اے ہمارے رب ہمیں ظالموں کے ساتھ نہ کر
ونادى اصحاب الاعراف رجالا يعرفونهم سِيمَاهُمْ قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ.
اور اعراف والے کچھ مردوں کو پکاریں گے جنہیں ان کی پیشانی سے پہچانتے ہیں، کہیں گے تمہیں کیا کام آیا تمہارا جتھا اور وہ جو تم غرور کرتے تھے؟
الذين اقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمه،
کیا یہ ہیں وہ لوگ جن پر تم قسمیں کھاتے تھے کہ اللہ ان کو اپنی رحمت کچھ نہ کرے گا؟
ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا انتم تحزنون.
ان سے تو کہا گیا کہ جنت میں جاؤ، نہ تم کو اندیشہ نہ کچھ غم.
ونادى اصحاب النار اصحاب الجنة ان افيضوا علينا من الماء او مما رزقكم الله،
اور دوزخی بہشتیوں کو پکاریں گے کہ ہمیں اپنے پانی کا کچھ فیض دو یا اس کھانے کا جو اللہ نے تمہیں دیا.
قالوا ان اللہ حرمهما على الكافرين،
کہیں گے بے شک اللہ نے ان دونوں کو کافروں پر حرام کیا ہے.
الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا،
جنہوں نے اپنے دین کو کھیل تماشا بنا لیا اور دنیا کی زیست نے انہیں فریب دیا.
فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ.
تو آج ہم انہیں چھوڑ دیں گے جیسا انہوں نے اس دن کے ملنے کا خیال چھوڑا تھا اور جیسا ہماری آیتوں سے انکار کرتے تھے.
وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
اور بے شک ہم ان کے پاس ایک کتاب لائے جسے ہم نے ایک بڑے علم سے مفصل کیا، ہدایت و رحمت ایمان والوں کے لیے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah azza wa jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you were to read the Quran, honestly, if you were to just read the Quran, open up the glorious Quran one day, really just open it up. Just try doing this today for those that never do it. But open the Quran as well as whether it's the English translation or the Urdu translation, mashallah, there are many translations available. On the Dawat Islami website, you can find the Urdu translation of Kanzul Iman, which was translated by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahimullah Ta'ala. Or as well as this, you can even find the translation to this on the Dawat Islami website, my dear viewers. Now, if you were to just open the Quran and read, there are many questions which are in your mind, and you find they are right there. Honestly, they are right there. You think, oh wow, I was so about this. So this is here. Okay, so what does it say about this incident? But if we need to read the Quran. This is our biggest problem, that we speak about the Quran, we've not read the Quran. We talk about the importance, the greatness of the Quran, we've not read the Quran. We speak about, you know, what's in the Quran, what's not in the Quran. We don't know, we've not read the Quran. But if viewers of Madani Channel, we must read the glorious Quran. The Quran is that, you know, if you wish to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, if you wish to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, read your prayer. If you wish to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the Quran. Yes. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we must have a close association with the Quran. We must be closely attached to the glorious Quran. For when we are attached to the glorious Quran, inshallah, it shall bring about blessings in our lives. And as well as this, As well as this, do not forget that the Quran itself intercedes for a person on the Day of Judgment. So imagine the Quran itself, Allahu Akbar, on the Day of Judgment, the Quran interceding for you when you are at a time of difficulty, such a time where your parents are not going to be of any help to you, your brothers, your sisters, your closest of friends, your children, whoever it may be, they are not going to be able to benefit you, to grant you any ease on the Day of Judgment. My dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah, on that day the Quran can aid us. On that day the Quran can help us. On that day the Quran shall intercede for us. Within the grave, it deflects punishment, the Quran does. It acts as a shield. What you recite from the glorious Quran, Allahu Akbar. And if you want, inshallah, make the intention, I too make the intention to inshallah try to recite the Quran regularly, at least every single day, inshallah, whether that be only for a few minutes, it doesn't matter, whether that be for a minute, just try to open the Quran daily, no matter what happens, even if it's for a minute, try to open the Quran daily, inshallah, and then hopefully slowly you will build on this. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to become closely attached to the glorious Quran, to be able to read the Quran, to be able to, for some, if they're able to memorize the glorious Quran, subhanallah. My dear viewers, to be able to implement the rulings of the glorious Quran in our daily lives, to read, understand the glorious Quran, and may Allah Ta'ala grant us true understanding of the Holy Quran. Let's move on to the Na'at Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. For those who may know the words, read along. Inshallah, you shall gain reward just by reading. My dear viewers of Madinah, if you don't know the words, no problem. Listen attentively, you shall still gain reward. Inshallah, let's listen to the Na'at Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi وعلى آله وسلم
يا نبي يا نبي يا نبي يا نبي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله 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 يا نور الله ظهر كما ارتضى هو تيرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا تاجدار کا تاجدار بنا تاجدار بنا بن گیا جو گدا ہوا تیرا بن گیا جو گدا ہوا تیرا یا نور اللہ مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا ایک عالم خدا کا طالب ہے ایک عالم خدا کا طالب ہے اور طالب خدا ہوا تیرا اور طالب خدا ہوا تیرا یا نور اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول 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 اللہ میری طاعت سے میرے جرم فضول میری طاعت سے میرے جرم فضول لطف سب سے بڑھا ہوا تیرا لطف سب سے بڑھا ہوا تیرا
یا نور اللہ
واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا
لخبر ہم تباہ کاروں کی لخبر ہم
ہے لوٹا ہوا تیرا قافلہ ہے لوٹا ہوا تیرا
یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ
مجھ سے کیا لے سر سے عدو ایمان مجھ سے کیا لے سر سے عدو ایمان اور وہ بھی دیا ہوا تیرا اور وہ بھی دیا ہوا تیرا
یا نور اللہ
واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا
بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن
کام سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا کون سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا
یا نور اللہ
واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا
یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ
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 یا نور اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم Today, inshallah, عز و جل, we shall be speaking about the Father, about the Father, my dear viewers. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a prophet without a father. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is a prophet with no father or mother. But my dear viewers of Madinah channel, other than these exceptions, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of mankind. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the father of mankind. Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother of mankind, who was made from Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, other than, I told you, as we mentioned, these exceptions, these few exceptions, everybody has a father. It doesn't matter who the person is, whether the person is a slave, whether the person is a king, whether the person is rich, whether the person is poor, whether the person is, you know, sound, or whether the person is disabled, it doesn't really matter. Every such individual has a father. Allahu Akbar. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given rights to the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given respect to the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor to the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a father, every father, rights, respect and honor, which their children, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, must respect. Their children must honor, the children of the people. They must, us, me, you, everybody, we must respect and honor our fathers. Now, generally, I think this is the first time I'm speaking about fathers, because many times we spoke about mothers or even parents in general, but specifically fathers today. Allahu Akbar. Now, generally, a father too holds great importance. Now, if we were to look at it, just generally, we think, yes, it's a mother carrying the child. It's the mother delivering the child, going through the pangs, the difficulties of birth. It's a mother who, you know, throughout the entire night, how many times the child, the baby will awaken, especially during the first, you know, I don't know how many days, or possibly even weeks, where the child is waking up a good five times or so, about nearly every 1.5 to 2 hours the first night. Well, this is what doctors tell us nowadays, and this is generally how it's done nowadays. But Allahu A'lam as to whether there's any change in this or whether this used to be different before. But nowadays, this is what we are advised, that the child every 2 or so hours needs to be fed, because they only take a small amount. They only consume a small amount. So for this reason, they require more. Later, they can have an entire meal, and that meal is able to suffice for a very, very long time. But the child is waking up every 2 hours or so, 1.5 hours to 2 hours, maybe even be 1 hour, which means that, you know, like we think of 8 hours of sleep. We think of 8 hours of sleep, or, you know, wow, nowadays people sleep in 12 hours. You know, you want pure sound sleep with no disturbance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a newborn is born, and many people would understand this, that it's crying, the mothers are not able to sleep. But it's not just the mothers, it's the fathers too. It's not only the mothers, it's the fathers too. The fathers too are having that lack of sleep. The father too is having, you know, has that worry on his head. And, you know, the father has to most of the time, and yes, many times the mother goes to work too, but in this situation, mostly she won't, when she's has a young child, she mostly won't go to work. She'll be taking care of the child. She'll be giving tarbiyah to the child. But the father is the one who goes out and he's earning for the child. The father is the one who's earning for the mother and the child. But my dear viewers of the child, don't forget that the mother's not always in an easy situation. And when the mother is ill, then who is looking after the mother too? It seems like, I don't know, it seems like there's a fire, a battle between the mother and the father. No, it's nothing like this. Allahu Akbar. Both the mother and the father, they both play their own roles. And this is one of the beauties, my dear viewers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, you know, mankind, and then created spouses for mankind, for them to support each other, for them to help, aid and support each other. So, and it is beautiful. It's the mother that's supporting the child, and then the father that's supporting the mother and the child. So the father is playing his own role in this too. There may be some mothers and fathers watching this and, you know, maybe arguing with each other. No, alhamdulillah. Yes, there's no doubt about it, my dear viewers. But then we're getting on to the mother, subhanAllah. So it seems, doesn't it, that whenever we speak about parents, is there's no way we can ignore the mother. There's no way we can leave the mother out of this. Allahu Akbar. But my dear viewers of the channel, I would like to mention a quick story. It said that once a person, he once had his father. He says, you know, the father's becoming old. He says, father, okay, come, let's take you out somewhere. He says, I'll carry you. Don't worry about it, I'll carry you. You don't even need to walk. I'll carry you. He takes this person along with him. He goes to, you know, possibly a mountain or something, next to an ocean, next to a sea. and he throws his own father off, killing his own father. And then this person himself, he becomes elderly, he becomes old. So old that now he's unable to even walk himself. His child one day says to him, that, Father, let's go out somewhere. Let's take you out. Normally he would never ask the father. But then he says, Father, let's take you out somewhere. Let's go somewhere. And he carries his own father. And he's going to the same place and the father says, I know what you are going to do. He says, what am I going to do? He says, you're going to throw me off and kill me. He says, how do you know that? He says, the reason I know is because I did the exact same thing to my own father. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are just, these are quite extreme examples. That's true. These are quite extreme examples. It's not like, you know, nowadays we have, and sadly we do have some people who are killing their own fathers. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, although the physical part is not, you know, as famous, not as known, doesn't happen as regularly, my dear viewers, sadly, it still does happen. We do find people harming their own parents. But nowadays, my dear viewers, things, yes, have changed because people have become desensitized altogether, especially in many countries. What happens is, alhamdulillah, we have Islam, we have our deen, we have respect and honor of the father, the importance the father plays in our lives. But my dear viewers, there is that sense of disrespect and dishonor to the father. There is still that sense where we do not respect our father anymore. We do not listen to our father whilst our father is speaking. We may speak over our father. We may shout at our own father. If our father was to give us, you know, his opinion, he'd be like, oh, be quiet. And I've seen this. This is happening. It's not only father, mother, parents altogether. When your parents are becoming elderly, what's happening? A person thinks, oh, yes, let's say I'm a, you know, a lawyer now, a barrister now. I'm well known now. And we see this, that such people, sadly, and it's not, I'm not just criticizing a particular group of people. This is, you know, something which happens broadly among many individuals. What is it that you will say to them? You will be speaking to them, let's just say, for example. And it may be that, you know, the parents, and they're trying to be kind. Said, oh, you know, have you eaten? Like, mother is eaten, be quiet. Astaghfirullah. You know, the father's speaking. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Just be quiet. We're talking. Allahu Akbar. Is this the way to speak to your own parents when your parents have become elderly? No, it's not the way whatsoever. Sadly, this respect for parents is not there no more, my dear viewers. We disrespect our parents. We speak back at our parents. If our parents were to advise us, we don't take the advice. We'll turn a blind eye, a blind ear. We won't listen to the advice of our parents. And this is the reason why we are having so many problems. Remember, when you're disrespectful to your parents, your mother is the gate to Jannah. You know, it said that paradise lies at the feet of your mother. It said your father is the middle door to Jannah. You must respect and honor your father. Allahu Akbar, you must respect and honor your father. Your father, you see the difference, is a huge difference between the parents. And inshallah, let's move to the daily reminder and then we shall speak a little about this. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Viewers of Madani Channel, there is a very beautiful hadith I want to mention. That Sayyidina Rabi'a bin Ka'ab Aslami radiallahu anhu said that one day I helped the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam make wudu. Pleased, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, Rabi'a, ask, you will be given what you ask for. I replied that I ask you to keep me in your company in paradise. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam further asked, anything else? I replied, just this. In other words, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after seeking your closeness in Jannatul Firdaus, what else is left in the world and in the hereafter for me to ask for? So after Sayyidina Rabi'a radiyallahu anhu asked for the closeness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus, and then declined to ask for anything else, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then help me by prostrating abundantly. SubhanAllah, Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, in regards to this hadith, Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, he says that the word ask uttered by the blessed tongue of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without any restriction and limitation shows that he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has complete authority given to him by Allah Ta'ala. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can give whatever to whomever he wishes. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alihi Wa Ala Alihi Wasallam. MashaAllah, that was our daily reminder. And if you were someone, I was saying that this, yes, there are many differences which you would know between a mother and a father, but there's one huge difference. And I would describe the father as somewhat of a, you know, give the example of like a silent investor, a silent partner, a person who is a partner. Now, parents, no doubt, they're partners. They're in this together. But what we see as children, what we see is the mother's side. We see the mother's work. We don't see the father's. I think this is a huge difference. And this is why, and this is not in every situation, but this is in many situations. And it depends too. You know, everybody's situation is different. So there would be many of us who, those within the United Kingdom, for example, many of us whose parents have come from abroad. Their parents had come and migrated to the United Kingdom, and they've been working very, very hard. And we rarely saw them because they were working so hard. And we would only see our mother. Parents would be working either two jobs, so yes, even three jobs, sleeping minimum hours, either at work or going to meet families, people who are passing away. You know, fathers were always busy. And there would be someday, like nowadays, mashallah, there's that importance, the stress of giving time to your children. There would be many who, you know, whose fathers would be spending much time at home. So, you know, we can't just think that everybody's in the same situation. No, it's different for different people. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, generally, and in the majority of cases, we can say possibly that the father, we hardly see the father. Now, it's said that as soon as a child is born, then what happens immediately, the mother tries feeding so that there's that skin to skin, as they say. And then it has this attachment to the mother. The mother's the one who's always feeding the child. And yes, it doesn't mean the father shouldn't feed the child. The father should. The father should feed the child. The father should give time to the child. But majority of the time, who will it be? The majority of the time, it will be the mother. Now, the mother would be feeding the child, the mother would be clothing the child, the mother would be washing the child, whatever it may be, the mother would be doing it. And all of this time, the father is at work. Now, his job may be very, very difficult. It may be more difficult than the mother's. But the child is not seeing the father. The child is only seeing the mother. All day and night, you know, a mother cannot go a day without seeing the child, especially during the early days. The child is only seeing the mother. And for this reason, the child is every single day only seeing the mother and rarely seeing the father. So the child is not as attached to the father as he is to the mother. Now, as the child is growing, again, going school or forth, there may be the mother going to pick him up, drop him off. It may be the father. Or that may be his only duty, just going and picking up and dropping him off to school. So again, the child is rarely seeing the father. So this is possibly one of the reasons why a child be such or much more inclined and attached to the mother. And many a time, my dear viewers, now there has to be one who is strict, one who is soft. Both parents being strict is not a very good way to go about it, no. It should be that one of them is the stricter one and one of them is the softer one. And the one who's spending more time with them should be soft, shouldn't be strict. So the mother is spending more time with the child, so the mother should be soft and kind all the time. Always soft and kind. And the father should have, it should be that one of them, you know, has this, as you would say, the one who, if they were to reprimand the child, then the child would become, oh, no, my father is going to tell me off. They should have this, you know, slight fear too. Yes, love and respect, but at the same time, know their limits, that is. So there should be, as some say, a good cop and bad cop. There should be this too. And most of the time, the one who's spending more time with the child should be more affectionate and kind, etc., etc., and loving. So this will be the mother. So now, who is a person more inclined to? The one who's kind or the one who's a little strict? Then they would be inclined to the mother again. So for all of these reasons, possibly, it is. These are just possible. These are just what I think, Allahu A'lam, as to the reality. But for all of these reasons, a person is more inclined to the mother. We hear much more about the mother. So for this reason, some people may disregard or not have that love for the father. But my dear viewers, we do have a guest who has joined us. He has joined us from South Africa. You have seen the smile on my face. So many of you may have guessed who this is, mashallah. Just thinking about him brings a smile to our faces. My dear viewers, this is none other than our Mawlana Tabriz Sahib from South Africa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Tabriz bhai, subhanAllah, today we are speaking a little about the father. What would you say? Who are you closer to, your mother or your father? If they're watching, you need to be a bit careful.
Allahu Akbar. Shabbat bhai, you always put me in the fridge. Nonetheless, I would say, Shabbat bhai, this question is quite difficult. I'm close to both, mashallah. But always, you know, we tend to have a softer spot in our heart for the mothers, simply knowing the hardships they endure when they give, you know, bring you in this world, they take when they grow you up and stuff like that. So, alhamdulillah, I always say, without fathers, you know, there would be no mothers in the world. So, the father is very important as well. And where the credit is due, you should give it. But alhamdulillah, a mother has a very special maqam and place. And especially when you read the ahadith, you read the narrations pertaining to the mothers. This, of course, then softens your heart and make you understand. But with regards to the father, since mashallah, today you are speaking about the father, and I had a little glimpse of what you were discussing via the Facebook page, mashallah, as I'm driving. I was watching some of the points that you were giving, mashallah. It's very true, Shabazz bhai. Normally, since the mothers are mentioned so often, and they are praised most often. I haven't heard of much kalams like tahniyat, you know, in the praises of fathers than in comparison to mothers. There are more kalams and manqabats and praises in the shan of mothers than the fathers. But Allah Azzawajal has, of course, then bestowed a special maqam to the fathers, for they are the middle door to Jannah as well. And without fathers, mothers wouldn't have existed in this world. Fathers work very hard to bring you where you are in life. But it is... I won't say unappreciated, but it's very unnoticed many a time, Shabazz bhai. What's your opinion on this? The efforts that they put into the family to keep everyone together is really commendable, and it should be appreciated at the same time. Whatever you have mentioned with regards to father and mother, both born to serve differently, Shabazz bhai. Both are divine at the end of the day. Both are born differently to serve for different purposes. Yes, but subhanAllah, yes. They have their own maqam in their own respective places. They can't separate from each other, you know?
I've got a question for you, subhanAllah. By the way, your parents, are they well and healthy? I hope they are, inshallah. And I pray they are, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them health. Inshallah, well, what would he say, Tabriz bhai, is your best memory with your father? You see, because we've spoken so much about the mother, and today is about the father, Tabriz bhai. What would he say? Do you have any special memory with your father?
I have special memory, Shabazz bhai, Allahu Akbar, with my father. And one of the memories that I have with him that I can never ever forget, I think, was in the company of Amir Ahle Sunnat, Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliyah.
MashaAllah.
You know, from childhood, of course, there are some memories, but his expressions and his, you know, his feelings and his excitement when he was sitting. I was in his company and we both were in the company of Amir al-Sunnat. Memories, the discussions that taken place and the memory that I have, though it is like over 5 years back, subhanAllah, but I can never get over them, Shabazz bhai. From time to time, whenever I see him, I think of those moments, especially when I watch Madani Mudakira or you watch Amir al-Sunnah's videos on you know, on the TV, mashallah.
Jee.
So I have memories with my father from childhood, as he grew me up, as he groomed me.
So what happened when you were with Amir al-Sunnah? You've just given us a taste and you've left it.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. It was just that moment, Jabaz Bhai, when Amir al-Sunnah would gift things, he would feed those who are close to him, and he would share muhabbah and love, you know, which... And my father was there as well, and he was also in the queue waiting to receive that muhabbah and love. And Amir al-Sunnah gives his undivided attention to everybody, you know. It is just so special. And just seeing the excitement on his face, I can't forget those expressions on his face that he had in Allah, those moments, Shabbat Bhai.
You have a mother or a father, one may be the stricter one, and one the other may be easygoing. So which one of yours was the stricter, which one was easygoing?
Allahu Akbar. It is always the fathers which are normally very strict, and it is something which is very general, Shabbat Bhai. Always the children tend to fear the fathers because of their looks or because of their discipline.
Because of their looks, Allahu Akbar.
I would say not because the looks in terms of being very stern, but like, yeah, they would scare you at times when you make naughty when you're a child. And I still remember the expression of my father when I would make any sort of naughty, and he would give me that one look, and I would sit quietly with my finger on my lip, waiting to put myself back together. And subhanAllah, until today, I think I still have that fear for my father.
Praise by any last words you wish to leave for the viewers of Madani Channel?
Allahu Akbar. I would like to say, at least on record, Shabbat Bhai, that fathers are definitely a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But realistically speaking, Shabbat Bhai, the truth of the matter is that they are unaware that their parents supplicate and make dua for them day and night. Yes, and they are most concerned for their awlad, no matter what the case may be. You are away from them doing business in various countries in the world. But they only love for their children, Shabbat Bhai. This is the truth.
Jazakallahu khaira for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. I have lost you. I'm not able to hear you at the moment. But again, I do pray that you have this.
All those who are in nikah, may Allah azza wa jalla grant them barakah and blessings.
Ameen.
And may every child love his mother and father without any condition.
Inshallah, Allahumma ameen. Jazakallahu khaira for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, Azzurullah was our Tabriz Bhai from South Africa. He has still given us time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him forever happy. We have listened to the daily reminder. Let's move on to the daily hadith sharif. Inshallah, Azzurullah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we will be listening to a hadith which relates to the neighborhood of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in the paradise. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the most noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who performs salah properly, whose household is large, that means has more members, and provisions are limited, and who does not backbite other Muslims, he and I will be like this in paradise. That is, the Prophet put his index fingers and middle finger together. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mentioned hadith mentions a great Madani method to gain the neighborhood of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. The greatness of paradise is truly marvelous, and may Allah grant us all with the neighborhood of the blessed and the holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jalla, you are watching Rise and Shine. My dear viewers, we were speaking about the father. I would like to mention a few hadith sharif. One, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated that the father is the middle door. The father is the middle door from the doors of paradise. Thus, it is up to you whether you lose that door or whether you protect it. Yes, my dear viewers, by respecting the rights of the father, this is how you respect or you protect the door. But by disrespecting and dishonoring your father, displeasing your father, my dear viewers of the National, this is how you lose the middle door to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also stated that it is from the major sins for a person to swear at his parents. The companion said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can this be possible? How can a person swear at his own parents? Why would a person swear at their own parents? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that, yes, a person swears at another's father, and the other person then replies and swears back at his father. He then swears at the mother, and that person swears at this person's mother. This is how a person swears at his own parents. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, yes, this happens so much. And now, sadly, it's become like not only a norm. One thing is a norm, my dear viewers, but now it's become like, yes, a norm, but at the same time, it's nothing big. Meaning, a person will say, oh, yeah, your dad, your mom. These are the sort of things they say, your dad or your mom. What on earth are you saying? Honestly, it's clear. This is just stupidity. It is clear stupidity. Why are you swearing at a person's father? Why are you swearing at another person's mother? And of course they're going to swear back. And this is what people do. They say, oh, your dad this. And then they laugh. Somebody is swearing at your father and you are laughing too. And sometimes if you think, oh, you know, he's swearing at somebody's father and the person becomes sad, like, oh, why are you becoming offended? Well, this person becomes offended, look at him. Of course he's going to become offended. He should be offended. It's his right to be offended. If you've, you know, dishonored his father, if you've dishonored his mother, you've sworn at his mother or father. And it's not a norm, it's not a little thing swearing at somebody else's parents. And my dear viewers, in fact, it's become so bad that, you know, people will joke about, in fact, their own father, oh yeah, and they laugh along with it. So this is kind of like, you know, speaking about their own father, oh yeah, he does this. But act as if, yeah, I love him at the same time, but, you know, we're open. And some people think, yes, I'm on a level with my father. There's no such thing, remember this, please. There's no such thing as being on a level with your father. You are not on the same level as your father. And the day you think you are on the same level as your father, this is problematic. Yes, you are close to your father. You are attached to your father. You are quite open with your father. Never think you are on a level with your father. No. Because this is where you are slipping off. This is where you are making a mistake. You are never on a level with your father. No. Your father is always above you. Your father is always, you know, deserving of respect, of subservience. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, I've even seen this, you know, sadly, that there'll be two brothers, you know, siblings, brothers, sisters, whatever they may be, and they'll be swearing at each other's parents. Allahu Akbar. They have this, yes, they are real brothers, not like half brothers or step brothers or anything like this. No, real brothers, same mother, same father. And one will be saying to the other, your dad, or your mother, astaghfirullah. And these are not jokes. This is destroying our society, really. It truly is. It is destroying our society. We think, yes, it's a joke. But when you're able to say it as a joke, and some people swearing at their own father, and they think, oh, yeah, we're open. What is this doing? That respect which used to be there, that closeness which used to be there, that's it. This is, you know, you're becoming more and more distant. How can you respect a person you're always swearing at, you're so open with? No. When a person becomes so open with a person, that respect they would normally have, that goes. And then it's like, you know, you tell his son to do something, oh, I can't be asked. Oh, you know, I'm tired right now. Go yourself. This is what more can you expect? This is what's going to happen. If you are going to be treating your child in such a manner, you're going to be completely open with your child, then this is exactly what's going to happen. This is not modernism, no. This is not advancement, my dear viewers. This is not moving forward, no. But rather, this is moving backwards. This is moving backwards. Anything which is against Islam is backwards. It's not forwards. It's not development. No, my dear viewers of Madinah, inshallah. This is loss, it is detriment, it is harming our society. We must respect and honor our elders, we must respect and honor our parents, we must respect and honor other people's parents too. But if it was us all for today, respect your fathers. Don't forget this, always. Always respect and honor your fathers. That's all for now. Inshallah, we shall be returning. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.